Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to call this the Lemon Game. Don't be a free thinker. Think like the masses and you'll be a champion.
Okay.
I'm going to have everybody will be playing at once. Tommy, Maitland, Hot Wings, Kelly, Steve. Okay. I will give you something like, name a cast member of Seinfeld. And you each think of your answer. Okay. I'm going to trust that people won't change their answers. You don't have to write them down.
Okay.
We're on the honor system here.
Okay. Kelly. Can we write them down, though?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to.
And if your answer matches anybody else's answer, you get a point.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
So we want to match.
You want to match.
Okay. Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Let's start with an easy one. Name a day of the week.
Monday.
You're going to do it quietly. Otherwise, everyone else is going to know what to say.
Oh, Monday.
Don't say Monday, guys.
Name a day of the week that's not Monday.
Okay.
Now, Maitland, were you thinking everyone would say them at one time? And so you kind of got left hanging, right? I see what you were doing. It wasn't as ludicrous as what you thought.
Monday.
Once I realized nobody else was saying
it. You started out aggressive with Mon, and then when you got to day, a little more regretful. Yeah. All right. Steve, what day?
Friday.
Kelly.
Sunday.
Steve is done. Hot Wings.
Friday.
Maitland.
Tuesday.
Tommy.
Friday.
Yeah.
Hot Wings. Right. Steve, Tommy, each with a point. Bold move, choosing Sunday and not the day we're on.
Yeah.
We just start at Monday and you're like, I'm going to go through the business week, everybody.
I just chose what day I generally feel the best.
Okay. Sunday always gives me melancholy. Like, well, I got to go back to school tomorrow.
Almost
never
done.
Shook it. All right. Name a cast member from Friends. Did anyone almost say it out loud?
Mm-mm.
I had some air in my throat, I'll admit it.
Okay.
Are we doing the actor name or the actual name of the friend's person, the character?
Cast member.
Oh.
Oh, wait. So
could you specify if you'd like that to be the cast member?
That's an actor's name.
Okay.
An actor's name.
That's, why is that
it's
harder?
As a cast member.
Who's in the cast? Bart Simpson. Nope. Steve.
Chandler.
Steve is
Steve didn't get
not
it.
Following the category. Hot Wings.
Hey, I'm being honest. That's what I wrote.
I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston.
Kelly.
Jennifer Aniston.
Maitland.
Jennifer Aniston.
Tommy.
I think his name is David Schwimmer, but I think his last name's wrong.
What did you write down?
That's what I wrote, but I'm not.
Okay.
Well,
you don't get any points. But okay, so who said Aniston?
Three of us.
Okay. Yeah. Hot Wings has two. Maid has one. Kelly has one.
And Tommy, it is Schwimmer.
Yeah,
you didn't raise
David
Schwimmer.
Didn't say anything anyone else cared about.
He's just the last one anyone else would pick.
Yeah, I don't know why I picked him.
Steve was closer with Chandler, and that wasn't a possible answer.
I love that you kept your answer the same, because I had written down Phoebe, and then I asked.
I'm an honest man.
I wrote down Phoebe, and then I asked you. I was like, wait a minute, could you clarify?
Yeah.
And then I could remember Jennifer Aniston's character.
She should get her
Rachel.
Point taken away.
But
that's
I
what
asked
I would do
to clarify.
If I were in charge. Name a fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Weird reaction. Oh, man. If I could just get someone to ask me to name a fruit today, I would be living the best life I've ever had. Come on, lucky number seven. Somebody asked me to name a fruit. I did it. Oh, yes. Great man.
I swear to God, if you say Richard Simmons, you're out.
I was just thinking that. Oh, my God. I love him. R.I.P.
He was fantastic. Tommy.
Banana.
Maitland.
Banana.
Yeah, Maitland.
Hot Wings.
Apple.
Kelly.
Apple.
Steve.
Apple.
Three apples. I think only the majority gets it. So.
Yeah, me too.
Whoa, whoa.
Steve.
Hey. Hot Wings. A rule you might have made just right then and there.
Well, it was, but it was a good rule.
It benefits you.
It's a good rule. I actually meant to say it. I did think it before we started, but I forgot to say it out loud. So, yes, only the majority gets it.
Dumb rule.
Dumb rule.
Great rule.
Well, if the answer was, how do you feel about a rule? Dumb rule would be tied for the lead right now, and you'd be depending on Steve.
Can you make that the next question?
No.
Okay.
Name a nut. Steve goes, come on. Maitland.
Cashew.
Bless you. Tommy.
Pistachio.
Okay. Hot Wings.
Almond.
Okay. Kelly.
Peanut.
Oh, Steve.
Peanut.
Oh, yes! The peanut salad.
Oh, those aren't even nuts, guys.
They're legumes.
It's in the name.
Yeah. Try to stop us.
Oh.
I thought peanut was going to be the universal one, but y'all went for mixed nuts over there.
I love cashews.
Me too. Yeah, me they're too. So good.
Honey I'm that roasted butthole. Cashews.
Yeah, they're
I'm that butthole and the like mixed nuts. I'm going to eat all the cashews out of there. And anytime somebody goes back to it, be like, who ate all the cashews? I ain't going to say a thing.
Does this happen a lot?
When I go see my parents, they always have the mixed nuts, and I always eat all the cashews.
Yeah, I like all of them. If they just leave out the stupid Brazil nuts, though.
Oh, those things are terrible.
Those are they're so
oh,
I like bitter.
Them. It's like eating giant them. And bitter. Paint.
I don't like it.
Didn't I get made fun of? This happened before.
Of course you
before.
Like it. They're little and bitter.
Yeah, little and bitter.
Last
yeah.
time. As soon as you said it, I went, oh, it's happening again.
Oh, no.
No, I don't like them.
We've been here before.
Oddly familiar.
All right, this next one's a little tricky. Name a condiment that is something that is people put on their hamburgers or cheeseburgers, but most people don't want it.
Is something that what? Is people put on their hamburgers.
Name a condiment that is something that you see on hamburgers, so okay, you can't better. Say, like, gold juice or something made up.
Okay, don't say
so
gold juice.
A condiment that would be considered a normal condiment that most people or top that nah, forget it.
Why are you trying so hard to do this? Why don't you just say name a hamburger?
Name
condiment.
A color.
Name a color.
Yep.
Oh, but I was so excited to name a condiment that I
you couldn't even finish.
Name a condiment that it I happens. Someone might put on some people hamburger.
Yeah. I was gonna say mayo. No matter what.
Thank you.
No matter what you that. If you had just said a condiment or your tricky little sentence about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, I would have still said mayo.
Tricky
no matter
little
what.
Sentence.
All of you have made fun of me, but referring to it as a tricky little sentence seemed extra condescending.
Yeah.
Name a color. Steve.
Blue.
Kelly.
Blue.
Hot Wings.
Blue.
Maitland.
Blue.
Tommy.
Oh, purple.
Oh,
you idiot. Why?
I feel so left out.
Why would you pick purple?
Purple?
It's not even a primary color.
Primary colors are boring.
My gosh.
I agree. I only picked that one for the plot. I knew I was like, blue's gonna be what everybody picks.
Name a flavor of ice cream.
Ooh, yum.
Kelly.
Strawberry.
Steve.
Rocky Road.
The two septuagenarians here, 900 years. I just like strawberry.
Oh, how he's gonna say vanilla?
Like,
you know he's gonna
really
say
like
vanilla.
Strawberry. I almost Wings. Put strawberry.
Vanilla.
Oh,
shut up, Maitland.
Chocolate.
Tommy.
I said Neapolitan. I got a point. I said three of those answers technically.
No, you
I love
do not.
Neapolitan so much.
All right. Did two people say chocolate?
No. We all had different ones.
It's amazing. You all picked boring flavors. And you all picked not the same one.
But
like,
at least
Maitland
and I went like
sense.
Chocolate and vanilla. Like, those are very universal, yeah. The basis mm-hmm. for everything. Steve went with Rocky Road. Like, you knew no one else in the yeah. room was going to say Rocky Road.
I haven't had Rocky Road in like 35 years.
Do they even sell that anymore? There's like so many new combinations
I think
since
you can
Rocky
only,
Road.
I think you can only get it at the Hall of Presidents where only old people go.
No, don't eat on Rocky Road. Rocky Road is good.
What's
it's
in it?
It's the only ice cream that's got marshmallows in it. Ever.
There's oh, marshmallows.
Well, then the only one ever?
Means.
Yeah, ever.
And that can't be
I
true.
I suspect that's not true at all.
I don't know. I think I made that up. But there's definitely like dark chocolate like fudge in it or something. Rocky Road's good. Mm.
Oh, yeah. That's the only one that's ever had fudge in it, too.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah.
But also, I really
yeah,
like that.
And Road.
That Hopping said that only he and Maitland named like, you know, basic good ice cream when Neapolitan is, yes, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry.
Strawberry is no one's favorite.
That's not true.
I almost said strawberry, Kelly.
Thank
but
you,
I put chocolate because I figured that was going to be the more
basic.
Like go through a, like, you know, go to McDonald's corporate and go, what's your most popular shake? Strawberry?
Probably.
No. You know it's not.
Is strawberry really your favorite ice cream?
No, banana chocolate ice cream from TCBY is my
favorite.
Arthur's frozen custard.
But yeah, exactly. Thank you. I love
your
that.
Your favorite ice cream.
But no, they don't sell that anymore, so strawberry is now my favorite.
Text, can you explain the rules of the Lemmings game to Turd Cobain again? He's trying to pick things that are unique, not the goal. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Steve said Rocky Road. Yeah.
Name a board game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get to say something I like.
I love it.
Hot Wings.
Monopoly.
Maitland.
Monopoly.
Tommy.
Sorry.
Kelly.
Sorry.
Yes. Oh,
wow. Monopoly.
Oh, it's too bad the sorries don't get it.
Come on.
Hot Wings 5.
It's
Steve 5. Kelly 4.
Yeah.
We
Mate
were shining
3.
There for a second, Tommy. I like that.
Tommy 1. Shock the world. Name a streaming service. Thomas.
Netflix.
Mate.
Netflix.
Hot Wings.
Netflix.
Kelly.
Tubi. No, I'm just kidding.
That's what I thought Tommy was going to say.
I'm just kidding. I said Netflix.
Like Steve.
Pick
Netflix.
One for everybody.
Oh, Tubi.
What is Tubi even? Are there shows on that?
I watched a movie on Tubi the other day.
Tubi's got like every old show ever. Like there's a whole, you name a show, there's probably just one channel that's just that show.
Okay.
Like Law and Order. It's on from 24 hours a day, all day.
I love that. That reminds me of old school TV.
It is. It's very much old school TV.
I love that.
I'm often shocked at certain streaming services that I don't even know exist when I'll go to like the voice remote and just look for something specific and they go, oh, it's available. What's it up? Voodoo. Voodoo. I have that.
Do I have to get cursed with black magic?
But isn't it like V-U-D-U or V-O-O-D-U-U?
No, it's V-U-D-U, I believe. Yeah. I'm like, what is voodoo?
Also, random side note, anytime anybody ever says black magic, I am reminded of one of the funniest moments I've ever experienced on the show when former host Joe was like, hey, that's not funny. My friend's black and he's a magician.
No, my friend's roommate was a black magician.
Yeah.
Friend's roommate adds another layer
of
perfection. Heck,
that stopped me in my tracks.
All right, Hot Wings 6, Steve 6, Kelly 5, Maitland 4, Tommy 2. Almost anyone can win. Oh, name a vegetable.
I don't know why I have the feeling that I have to do it so quickly.
Right?
I'm like, Steve. Yeah, carrot.
Kelly.
Carrot.
Hot Wings.
Carrot.
Carrot.
Maitland.
Oh, sorry.
Onion.
Every time someone said carrot, Maitland's face dropped a little more. Oh.
What about Tommy?
Tommy said carrot out of order, okay. So no point.
No point.
Bummer.
No, come on.
Wait until you're called on, doofus.
Sorry, I got so excited. Everyone said carrot.
What a pipsqueak.
Oh. That's so dirty.
Pipsqueak. Wow.
Steve and I made a pledge to try to bring that back today.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I haven't heard that in probably since a Tom and Jerry cartoon at some point.
Yeah, Tommy, you're more of a scalawag than a pipsqueak. But,
ooh, scallywag's a good one, too.
Name a dog breed.
Scallywag. Sounds like one.
Tommy, you're not first. Kelly.
German Shepherd.
Steve.
Black Lab.
Hobbings.
Lab!
Oh, but
more specific.
Black Lab!
What did you write down?
Lab.
Okay, no point. Maitland.
Damn, I wrote lab first, and then I...
So, and Tommy?
Oh, now I can go?
Yeah.
Pomeranian.
Dang
okay,
it.
No points for anyone.
Oh, that's so remarkable. So close.
Yes. Name a cereal. First one to 7 wins, unless it's a tie.
Oh, I'm almost there.
You are.
Me too.
Actually, Steve and Hot Wings have 7. First one to 8 wins.
Oh, this one's worth 2.
Okay. Name a cereal. Steve.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Kelly.
Yes, CTC.
Frosted Flakes.
Oh. Tommy.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, baby.
Oh. Maitland.
Captain Crunch.
Since that's worth 2. Mm. Kelly with 8. But Steve with 9, he's your winner in overtime.
Thank you. Thank
you. Tommy finishes with 4. Storms back to Ty Maitland.
Woo. What's the name of this game?
Lemmings.
Okay.
It won't be that next time. I don't know. It'll be like yell at people.